14 or 15, things were getting far more serious, and the consequences of my drinking were getting more costly in every way, socially, morally, financially. A turning point came when I was 15. My mom was in the middle of an ugly divorce. Through nobody's fault but my own, I decided that I had the answer. In a drunken brawl, having planned every step of my actions, I attempted to kill my stepfather. I vaguely remember being dragged out of the house by the police and came to, yet again trying to answer for what I had done while drunk. The results were that I was eventually given a choice by the judge: go to juvenile hall until I was 25 years old, or leave the state until I was at least 21. I did not want to go to juvenile hall, so I did the math and decided the better part of valor was to get as far away from there as I could. Over the next 13 years, until I graced the doors of AA for the first time, life never really got any better. I did, however, learn the fine art of geographics. From my home on the East Coast, I landed in Japan. Then I moved back to the United States and to New England, then out to California, where over the next 6 years, I saw my alcoholism take me to new depths of disgrace, embarrassment, and despair. As one of my early AA sponsors used to say, I didn't hang out with lower companions. I had become one. The specifics are pretty much the same as for most alcoholics. I went places I used to swear I would never go. I did things I could not imagine myself doing. I hung out with people that at one time I would cross the street to avoid. There came a time when, looking into the mirror, I honestly did not know just who was